In far north Queensland, it can be hard to access important health services, and it could be about to get much worse. Health unions say that communities in far north Queensland will be particularly badly hit by the Queensland government's health job cuts, and remote Indigenous communities will lose vital health services in the coming months. In September last year, Queensland Health Minister Lawrence Springborg announced that, unfortunately, Queensland Health would be cutting around 2,700 jobs. But he said, "I am very confident these changes will not impact on frontline services." But for people living in remote Indigenous communities, these could be cuts to the only services that they have. Dr. Sandy Donald is the Cairns Regional Representative for the Together Queensland Union and an anaesthetist intensivist at Cairns Base Hospital. The Cairns and Hinterland Health Service has axed 234 full-time positions in its restructuring. He says that there has been one health cut after another by the Newman government, and all of them have affected Indigenous Australians in remote areas.
When they talked about cutting the bloated corporate office implying Brisbane, Tropical Public Health lost over half its staff. Most of those staff were based in the north, and a lot of them spent most of their time in remote communities. Then the cuts in Cairns have affected Indigenous communities, including the remote communities, because a lot of those were people who either supported the smaller communities or who actually spent a lot of time travelling up there. And then the final nail in the coffin of the health services has been the cuts that the Cape District and the Torres District have been directed to make. When you add to that the fact the government legislated away a requirement for consultation, there's also no longer a requirement to produce a business case. I don't know whether the government has specifically deliberately targeted Indigenous health, although they did acknowledge they cut $3 million out of specific Indigenous health funding. But there's so much remote micromanagement and imposition of cuts without remorse, without consideration. And of course, if you look at the remote Indigenous population, they are disproportionately affected by all of those cuts. So in Cairns, there were major cuts to education, to disease prevention, to sexual health, to drug and alcohol, to mental health, to community services. And once again, those cuts have been repeated in the Cape. In the Torres District, it's very hard to find out even what they've done.
Kayleen Turnbull is the Cairns and Far North Queensland organiser for the Queensland Nurses Union. She says that expressions of interest for redundancy in the Torres Strait ended last week, and some of the positions lost in that region were in base level care. Cape York has made an announcement of job cuts. 71 full-time positions are being abolished. 43 new ones are being created, but people made redundant might not necessarily be able to fill them. Some of the jobs lost were essential to these communities.
In both those areas, one of the major losses were Indigenous health workers. And the Indigenous health workers provide the ability to be actually able to go into Indigenous people's homes and be culturally appropriate and follow that process. And they actually assist the nursing staff and other staff in establishing a rapport with those people, and it's a vital link. So without the Indigenous health workers and without the trainee Indigenous health workers, which a lot of those positions were removed as well, that link is going to be severely damaged, and that's going to limit how often nurses can actually get in and find out who actually needs assistance or assessment in those areas. Across the board, mental health and ATODs, those staff have been severely affected. A lot of positions have been lost in mental health across not only Cairns District but Cape York and Torres Strait. And that's going to have ongoing effects in those areas because that is a desperately needed service.
Queensland Health issued to SER with a statement that says, "The restructure of the Cape York Hospital and Health Service, along with the Torres Strait Health Service, has not affected or reduced any frontline health services. Consequently, there has been no detriment to any local communities and therefore no cause for any concern amongst residents. But Kayleen Turnbull says that this isn't true. For one thing, a reduction in preventative services could have dire consequences down the track.
People don't die from diabetes. They die from the complications or the damage that's caused to the other organs of the body from diabetes. And when you look at the big scheme of things, if you haven't got these preventative staff out there, you're going to have more and more children up in the Indigenous communities that end up with type 2 diabetes, and that is a huge area that is growing quite rapidly, that you're now having a lot of children diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, and type 2 diabetes is mainly a lifestyle-caused diabetes that is usually preventable. A lot of the positions that were cut up in Cape York were nutritionists, oral hygienists, so lack of dental care, that then leads to gum disease and all sorts of things there. So I think what's happened up in Cape and Torres, it's going to have a big effect in years to come, and instead of narrowing the gap between the lifespan of Indigenous people and European people, it's actually going to widen it. It's not going to assist. Now, if these people can't get access to these services in their own community and then they get to complicated health problems, they then all have to funnel down to Cairns. So it's a major concern that not only is the health services being reduced in the areas where these people live, that it's also being reduced in the area where they then get referred to.
Clark Scott is the CEO of the National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Health Worker Association. He says that outcomes are better for Indigenous communities when Indigenous health workers are involved, and without them, long-term goals won't be achieved.
Queensland will not close the gap without those workers that are on the ground, that improve access to services, to provide clinical services to the community, culturally appropriate care. That won't happen. And I recently found out that that the Queensland government will not be seeking renewal of the National Partnership Agreement on closing the gap in Indigenous health outcomes. That's very, very disappointing. And when you think of all the glossy reports and things that they put out, and they talk about accountability, I don't know who they're going to be accountable to. I'd just say that, you know, we would be happy to meet with Queensland Health to discuss this. I mean, you know, they've turned their back on the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities, and you know, we're really concerned about, you know, closing the gap. And you know, when they talk about their partnerships, and you know, all their documents talk about partnerships, and I mean, this is not a real good way of beginning a partnership.
Dr. Sandy Donald says that it's not just about the people accessing health services, but about employment in remote areas as well.
The other thing that I think needs to be emphasised is these are remote communities. They're very small, very remote communities where health may in fact be the major employer. So when you lose jobs in those communities, you also lose the families, you lose that money. So somebody who's trying to make a go of a small business may well go broke, because when you take one salary, usually you lose two extra jobs from the loss of that salary. It's just vandalism on an extraordinary scale.
There has been some disagreement over who's to blame for these cuts. The Queensland State Government says that it's lost $103 million in funding from the federal government. But the federal government says that health funding has still increased as usual, and that it's the state's responsibility to deliver health services to Queenslanders anyway. In February, the Queensland government released the executive summary of its Commission of Audit, which was initiated to improve the Queensland economy. One of the commissioners was Peter Costello. Soon after this, the health minister announced a blueprint for better healthcare in Queensland, which detailed more structural changes to come, including encouraging partnerships between public and private health services. Dr. Sandy Donald believes that Queenslanders should not expect to see improvements to their services.
When the Treasurer and Peter Costello announced the executive summary of the Audit Commission's final report, the Queensland Treasurer summarised the report as saying government should be an enabler, not necessarily the provider of services. Now, I'm sorry, I see that as an ideological statement, not a finding. And the blueprint seems to be the mechanism by which they try to make the government not a provider of services, because governments firstly can use that as an excuse for reducing services, but also will try to use that as a mechanism to deny responsibility when services fail.
Kayleen Turnbull hopes that once the health job cuts take effect and the communities notice a change for the worse, they will speak up and make the Queensland government listen.
Once these people start to leave the system, the community may see the bigger effects of this, and the new restructured models of the Cairns and Hinterland district is to come online from the 1st of May. So the community may start to see some changes and become more aware, because a lot of the community just aren't aware. The opinion with a lot of people is that most of the jobs that were lost were high-level people who were pen pushers or not doing direct patient care, and that simply is not the case. They're not interested in whether it's federal funding or state funding that's been removed. That's not the issue. The issue is that the people pay their taxes and they're entitled to receive services and healthcare the same as anywhere else.